So what are we going to talk about today? Well, we're going to talk about freedom and the lack of freedom, like always. I thought we would start off with a little story. A little story, because I just get frustrated. Do you get frustrated? So I'm going for a walk in my neighborhood, and this little dog wants to kill me. It gets hot. I'm opening it back up, man, if it does. So I'm walking through the neighborhood, and this little dog wants to kill me on top of the other dogs that want to kill me. And I didn't have this problem when I was younger. When I was younger, I could walk the neighborhood, and the neighborhood dogs didn't scare me. And I was a kid. Now I'm an adult, and these dogs are threatening to bite me. And it seems to me that people don't know how to parent their dogs, much less their children. Seems to me that many pet dogs are not socialized. They're not capable of behaving properly because they don't think properly, and people are too busy to actually take the time to break a bad psychology of their dogs with endurance and patience so that they will become well-adjusted and behave acceptably. And it's not about telling your dog how to behave as much as it's telling your dog how not to behave. And so that's what I see. And so when you take your dog to the park, you put it on a leash. Why? Because it doesn't matter if you have a good dog or a bad dog. We assume beforehand that you have a bad dog that could bite someone. So no individual frictions or conflicts occur, which you might think is really good, but I think it's bad because we don't take political responsibility for ourselves. We don't get into that fray, and then people don't feel any motivation to get their dog's behavior under control. So people who have dogs that can handle themselves properly have to be penalized, and their dogs have to be penalized with a leash when they're well socialized and able to conduct themselves properly. And they should be able to defend themselves from someone who's doing something silly. I remember that story about someone who got raped in Spartanburg County. Remember I talked about that? And the guy asked the woman that he was about to try to rape, he said, "Does your dog bite?" And if she would have said, "Yes, my dog bites," maybe she wouldn't have had the subsequent attack. So my question is, are we really better off when we shirk the responsibility of individual connectedness, when we just put everybody on a leash? And I see that happening not simply with dogs, but with people. And we can take, for example, the law in South Carolina about transporting copper. You may know that copper piping is expensive these days, and so crackheads or whoever else can go into a church, say, and rip out some copper pipe, and they were selling it to recycle centers and making some quick money. Well, there was a law in the books until not too long ago that said you cannot transport more than, let me see, I want to make sure I get this right. It was section 1617-680. No, 685. 1617-685. It's still online because what's online for the South Carolina Code of Laws is current through the end of 2010 session. So the repealed section 16, title 16, chapter 17, 1617, 685 says, for the purpose of this section, non-ferrous metals, meaning metals not containing significant quantities of iron or steel, including copper wire, copper-clad steel wire, copper pipe, copper bars, copper sheeting, aluminum, a product that is a mixture of aluminum, copper, catalytic converters, and stainless steel, beer kegs or containers. It says including. But it doesn't say excluding silver, excluding gold. It just says non-ferrous metals means not containing iron or steel, including. And if we get to, I guess, paragraph B or clause B, it is unlawful for a person to transport or have in the person's possession on the highways of this state non-ferrous metals of an aggregate weight of more than 25 pounds in a vehicle other than a vehicle used in the ordinary course of business for the purpose of transporting non-ferrous metals, unless the person has in the person's possession a bill of sale signed by a holder or of a retail license of a business engaged in the sale of non-ferrous metals or a mixture of non-ferrous metals, blah, blah, blah. So what this means is, before a recent change in the law, it was unlawful for you to be going around with 25 pounds or more of non-ferrous metal. And of course, non-ferrous metal is a commodity which has become expensive because our government is printing money and extending credit like crazy. It's crazy for you and me. So that's why silver is now a precious metal again, and why copper has become sort of a semi-precious metal these days. Well, the South Carolina General Assembly, along with our governor, passed a new copper theft law, or anti-copper theft law. And so you need to have a license. You have to register with your county sheriff and get a license to sell copper to the recycler. Additionally, the transport of a non-ferrous metal, they repealed 1670. What did they repeal here? They repealed 1617, 685, and then they combined transportation with the sale of non-ferrous metals into 680. So it's 1617, 680 of the South Carolina Code of Laws. And it is unlawful to transport in a vehicle non-ferrous metals of an aggregate weight of more than 10 pounds. Seems pretty draconian to me. Apparently, the government of South Carolina has decided that the police force is unable to properly catch the criminals who are stealing copper. Or else our system is unwilling to prosecute the criminals once caught adequately enough to break them of their bad habit. When we catch a criminal, what are we supposed to do?